What? The banana bank is open, and it's your time to shine. Money is back.
And 95.3 Gorilla invites you to enter the banana bank and grab as much cash as you can.
Listen weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 for your chance to win massive amounts of money.
Three times a day. You can guess if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right, you win. You can keep the cash or keep on playing.
If you're right three times in a row, we'll hit you with a big banana bank bonus.
Woo! Oh my God.
And a chance to win a life-changing amount of money.
But watch out.
Watch out.
A single wrong answer gets you kicked right out of the bank.
You could win hundreds or even thousands of dollars. With 95.3 Gorilla's Banana Bank. Full contest details at 95.3Gorilla.com. Good luck.
Hey guys, it's Jessie Page.
And Sherry Mo.
And this is
Gorilla Girls Night. Whoop whoop, the weekend. Guys.
Yeah, it is Friday and we're having such a good day today. A lot of stuff has happened recently.
Oh yeah.
It is springtime. It feels warmer outside and I am so excited.
Oh my gosh, I've got spring fever. I want to garden and grow things and
why not?
Sit in the sun and just
absolutely
love it.
Get a little tan.
Yeah, get a little tan.
I'm a lot whiter than you though. Like I'm a lot paler than you.
Hey, barely.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I really did want to talk about this because I have a friend, and this is a different friend from the last time. And she has a situationship.
Oh, so, dun dun dun.
A lot of people don't know what a situationship is. Sherry, how would you describe like what a situationship is for the people?
It's like pretty much a relationship, but not official, and it's a little complicated. So it might be kind of on the DL. It might be behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It might be something that's just a little messy.
It's a situation.
Yeah,
for
sure. It's a situation, for sure.
And whether you've had a friend that's had one or whether you've done it yourself, I think that you know what we're kind of talking about.
Yeah, I think at some point in time, we all end up in some form of a situationship.
Yes. So after a few songs, I'm going to come back, and I've got to tell you about this girl.
Ooh, fill me in. I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, you guys. What's up? It is 95.3 Gorilla. Girls Night.
Girls Sherry. Night.
We are having a ball and we're talking about situationships.
Let's dive in. I'm ready.
So I have a friend. I'm not going to say her name because she's going to kill me.
Okay.
But she really wants to be with this guy, right? Like they always hang out. They're always doing the things mm-hmm. that people do when they're adults mm-hmm. and stuff. Netflix mm-hmm. and chilling, if you will.
Wink, wink.
Yes. And she has developed feelings for this guy. And she's told him multiple times, but he's like, oh, I can't do a relationship right now. I really can't do it.
Mm.
But she is like hard up, like falling in love with this guy, right? But here's the kicker.
Oh, gosh.
He doesn't want her to be with anybody else.
Oh, so he's one of those.
Yes, but also, side note, he's sleeping with other people.
Oh, gosh. So this is a situation for real.
Yes, and apparently it's somebody that works with her. So, like,
even my more messy.
That works with my friend.
Oh.
So it's my friend's coworker he is also messing around with.
Yikes. So just for a recap here.
Yes.
Girl and guy are... Mm-hmm. In a situationship.
Yes.
She wants more.
Yes.
He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want her to be with anyone else, but he's also being with other people.
Yep. That's a
That is a mess in general.
Yeah.
First things first, mind you, for two adults, if you decide that you do want to like actively be dating other people, like it's okay to date around. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. But you guys got to be on the same page. If one wants more and the other does, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, I don't want to lock you down, mm-hmm. but you got to be locked down and can't be with anybody else while I
exactly.
go gallivanting and throwing it for whoever wants it.
And if you're under the age of 18 right now, just go, just turn us down for a sec.
You know, just the music will be back in like a few seconds. Hold tight.
Yeah. Well, actually, so will we. Hold on.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night. Sherry Mo and Miss Jessie Page with you.
What up?
We are talking situationships. And okay, Jessie filled us in. Long story short, mm-hmm. girl and guy have a situationship. Girl wants to lock down. The boy does not.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want her to be with anybody else while he's being with other people. Okay.
Yes.
What's your opinion on this?
I think that I have... I'll say that in a second. I've been in something like this before.
Okay.
But the girl wasn't my coworker. Worker that he was messing around with.
Yeah.
But I will say it is so hard, I guess, for the person who does have feelings in this situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're like, why is he so oblivious? Why is she? Why is that person so oblivious to my feelings? And they must not care about me at all. And it's almost like you're going through some sort of heartbreak, but they still expect you to like come to their house. And,
make out. That kind of reminds me of my wannabe NFL man in college. We can recap that in a bit.
We can do it now. Yeah, tell me.
Okay, so long story short, my freshman year of college, I started flirting with this guy on Yik Yak.
Oh, my
we added each other on Kick then.
Okay,
and we started talking. And long story short, I just gotten out of a long high school relationship. He told me he was in the process of getting out of a relationship. Things got a little messy. Okay, we were doing some sneaking and some things. Okay. He had me convinced he was going into the NFL, even though he didn't even play for the college, but that's neither here nor there, mind you. But it was a mess. I ended up falling just head over heels for this guy. Just thought I was going to be a wag. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then, dun, 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 him and the girlfriend officially had not broken up, and he was also sleeping around with lots of other people. So, hey, it happens. You live and you learn. My number one advice is dump him, or whatever it is, just go ahead and cut it off.
Once, are you so heartbroken?
I was truly heartbroken. I was 18. I was silly and just, you know what I mean? Yeah. First time being away and all this. But my suggestion is, if the situation becomes unpleasant, it's not worth it at that point.
Yeah, 100%. We'll be right back, guys. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Gorilla Girls Night.
Woohoo!
Sherry's here. I'm Jesse Page. If you're new here, strap on in, because right now we're talking about situationships, and Sherry, just recap for us what we've already talked about.
Yeah. So basically, some crazy things are going on. People who are, you know, all acting like they're in a relationship, but one wants to commit, one doesn't, and it's just a have your cake and eat it too kind of thing. Mm-mm. Jess, have you ever been in a situationship? And if so, fill us in.
Yup, a few. I'm just but the one that comes to mind particularly. 12, actually. Yeah, like it. I mean, if you like know me, like you know, like my dating history, I was super transparent about it back in 2019. Here on the radio, we were like getting it. But I will say this one guy, and I think I've talked about him before. I was like so in love with him, seriously. And he did the same exact thing that's happening to my friend right now. Like, he was like, you can't date anybody else, but I'm going to go off and sleep with all these other people. And I was like, okay, that's fine. See you on the way.
Okay, just come home.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, at one point in time, this actually happened, I'm going to say it, and I don't care if I get canceled. At one time, we met up, he texted me, he goes, hey, I'm at this hotel. And I thought, like, he had, like, planned a date for us. I thought it was just going to be an us thing, and I thought
he was going to ask you to be his girlfriend.
I literally dressed up, and I was like, he's going to, this is it. Like, I texted my cousin. I said, he's going to ask me to be his girlfriend. I show up. I lay in bed with him. Like, we're cuddling. And he goes, you're going to be really mad at me. But so-and-so is just here. And she didn't, for lack of a better word, finish.
Oh.
And he was like, can you help?
Oh, my gosh.
So I'll let you guys put two and two together if you're an adult.
My jaw is on the floor.
That was my turning point. And I was like, oh, my God. And I can't do this anymore. And he didn't want to be with me because I was overweight. Let's just say that. Well, I'm sorry.
First things first, was still a baddie with a little extra pounds. But also, look at you now, girl.
I know.
Hot girl summer coming up.
The weather's getting warmer.
And the numbers in your bank account are about to go up, too.
Listen to 95.3 Gorilla to enter the Banana Bank and walk out with a ton of cash.
We play weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30.
And we want to give you a mountain of money.
Just tell us if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right, you win the cash.
And if you're feeling lucky,
you can keep playing and win even more.
Listen weekdays.
And we'll send you from the Banana Bank
to the real bank with some free cash.
You could win hundreds
or even thousands of dollars
with your local hit music Gorilla.
Good luck from 85.3.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Gorilla Girls Night. We are diving in.
We are. Situationships.
Yeah. Sherry, like, just cap us up.
Okay. On the internet this week, Lineman Mike is taking TikTok by storm. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this girl named Michaela West posted on TikTok this cute video of her friend and this guy dancing, having a good time at a bar. And she said, SOS, my friend found her soulmate last night in Huntsville, Alabama, after the Lineman Rodeo. And we know nothing about him except his name is Mike, and his friends kept calling him like the birds in Finding Nemo. Mike, 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 help us get Nemo home. And all of the people in the comments were like, girlfriend, I know you see that tattoo on his ring finger and all of this. In comes the wife into the comments.
Oh my God.
A girl named Laura comments and says, hi, I'm Michael's wife. He's busy explaining this to our two children right now.
Oh my God.
It was for real her. It was the wife.
Before I even looked at the comments, because I saw this too on my For You page.
Yeah.
Before I even looked at the comments, I, in my brain, like, I was like, oh, the wife's going to be in the comments.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be in the comments. Because I do love how people are like, hey, if your boyfriend's Justin and he's, or your girlfriend is Taylor and she's out at this bar.
Yep.
She's making out with this dude right now. And people are like, it's a community. People are coming together.
Well, and everybody's like, listen, if you guys had this good of a time, there's like videos of them kissing and dancing and just the best night ever, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, if after all of that, you did not exchange numbers, he's got a family.
100%. Like,
but it just, talk about a situation getting messy.
1,000%.
I'm like, team Laura, by the way. I hope she gets everything.
Do you have it?
Oh, millions. Okay. And then I think she deleted it.
Oh, I think that's crazy. But the thing is, isn't it crazy how like it finds the wife?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it always gets back. If you're going to do something, it's always going to get back.
Could you imagine just scrolling through TikTok and then bam, there's your man having the time of his life. I would have come through the phone. My comments would be like, done? Sorry, Mike can't come to the phone right now because he's dead.
Yeah, oh God. Wait a second. Wait.
JK, that was a Taylor Swift reference for the Swifties. 95.3 Gorilla, it's Girls Night, Sherry Moe and Miss Jessie Page. Okay, we are moving past situationships. We're leaving those in the past.
Yeah.
And now, have you seen people on TikTok playing, we listen and we don't judge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people get pissed.
See, we realistically don't judge, but I don't mind if you guys judge us a little bit. It's okay.
Okay, I have one.
Okay, let's go.
All right. How do you start it? We listen and we don't judge. Okay, the other day, I cleaned the entire house. I sound like I'm going to piss.
Like,
yeah, if my husband's listening to this, keep listening. The other day, I cleaned the entire house. I went outside to relax, to take a deep breath, because I can't relax until the house is clean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
first
candle's
of all,
lit.
Yeah, candle's lit. Smells like Pine Sol, whatever. And I come inside, and there is a sock laying in the middle of the ground, like in the middle of the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that sucker, and I threw it in the trash. And you know what? Now we can't find his other sock, and it's actually really funny, but don't judge me. I just cleaned the whole house.
Hey, when I'm done cleaning, anything else can just, it's dead to me. Oh my gosh. Okay.
We listen and we don't judge. Sherry, go.
I let a man who didn't even play football for a college convince me I was going to be a wag in the NFL.
And if she keeps saying wag. If you don't know, it's
wives and girlfriends.
Wives and girlfriends,
yeah, so
of the
I thought,
NFL.
I just knew our future was going to be bright, man.
And I'm, you know what? I'm not judging you. I would have thought so, too. Back then, you had Yik Yak and Kick.
Oh, gosh. Okay. We listen and we don't judge.
All right. Last one. So for the longest time on Spotify, you could see people's profiles and playlists that they had and when they updated them. And it was like you were speaking to the other person. So the title would be like, I miss you.
Oh,
and then have
their
initials and stuff like that. So for the longest time, after my ex broke my heart, I would go check her Spotify and see if she had a playlist written about me. And she never did. We listen and we don't judge.
But we do judge the girl that used to make Spotify playlists for your man.
Oh, my God.
That's another story for another day.
We'll be right back. Yes, that happened. Hey, you guys, what's up? It's 95.3 Gorilla. We are having fun, and we are being transparent tonight.
And we are listening and not judging, yes. Okay?
We're going to continue this. Sherry.
Okay, listen, we listen and we don't judge. So you mentioned just throwing a sock away because you were overstimulated and done cleaning. If my kids argue over something, I take it. Like, it's a whole thing. If they're going back and forth, I'm like, if y'all can't get along, I'll have it.
Yeah.
Baby, I'll throw something out of a car window so fast.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not playing. They were arguing over a pillow the other day on like a 2-hour road trip. A tiny little pillow, mind you. And they were arguing. I threw it out the window.
What's that?
I did.
Age difference.
10 and 5.
Oh, man.
And they are just...
I get it. You know what? I'm not judging you.
Raising kids is hard,
there's
man.
There's not a handbook to being a mom. First of all, we listen
and we don't judge, period.
I can't... Oh.
What you got? Oh, we need to talk about... Okay. So, I'll fill you guys in on the backstory real quick.
Yes.
Jess... This is with your husband, right?
Yeah, he's
now
husband. We were dating at the time.
Yeah, so when Jess started dating her now husband, his ex would go on Spotify and make different playlists, like subtweeted to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got engaged, she made something like, what was it? Like, I should be your bride.
That should be me.
That should be me.
And then it was like, she's a dirtbag.
Oh,
like
my
something
gosh.
Like, and she's definitely, I mean, the thing
we
is,
we do
like,
judge that one, though.
100%. But she would put the reason why, and it might seem like, oh, you guys are just assuming that, how do you know that that's about him? She put his initials in, like, her bio on her.
It was weird.
It was really odd. I hope she's doing well. Like,
you know, maybe she'll get married.
Yeah, hey, you know, maybe so.
But
maybe
also, we listen and we don't judge.
We don't judge her for that.
Yeah, I have a friend.
I think I did that once before.
This is a big one. Uh-huh. I have a friend who made $10,000 selling feet pics.
No way.
Yeah, 100%. Just the picks.
That's so funny. I have a feet pick story for you next.
Really?
Yeah,
let's do
100%.
It. What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls' night, and it's tea time.
Tea time is basically a segment that we do where you guys message us, and we compile them into one show. Yep. These are things that are happening on the coast that you guys are telling us. Do we know they're true or not? I'm not fact-checking, but this is what you guys are telling us.
Hey, so, it's your tea to spill.
Yeah. Let's go with the first one.
So there are certain pages where women in the community can anonymously ask if they know a person they're trying to date.
Yes.
I'm not going to say the name of it. I've seen plenty of people down here on the coast doing that. Maybe I shouldn't be spilling all of our little secrets.
But someone messaged us and was just informing us about this.
Yeah, and so, she said that some girls even post, like, if this is anybody's man's room, let me know.
I've seen the TikToks about that. Ugh. They're like, before I fall for this man, does anybody recognize this hair conditioner in the...
And literally, they'll be like, he has conditioner. He's married.
Oh my gosh, I can't. I do... This is a good one. Someone said, and this goes into your feet pick thing.
Yeah.
The 10K thing. Someone at my job left their computer up and their feet finder was on this bitch. It made over $5,000 in one... 1 month, and it was only from two pics of her feet.
Oh my God. Okay,
First of all,
we are in the wrong business. I tried to get into the foot business at one time.
Okay.
Yeah, me and some of my coworkers and my husband, we were bored, and we were like, we're going to make a foot Instagram.
Why not?
Yeah, and we were like, we're going to sell feet pics and shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
And my husband and a couple of our friends, we had it all set up. We made a fake Cash App with like a fake name.
Oh,
I think
God.
Her name was like April Waters or something.
Okay.
And we sure enough, we went and followed a ton of like feet pages on Instagram and all of this, posted some like old Birks with the toe prints in it.
Oh,
a man messaged and was like, I'll pay you $50 for these, but if you'll wear them for an extra week, I'll make it 60. We were like, done deal.
Done.
We were ready to do this. He sent the money and we couldn't get it out of the fake Cash App because we didn't have a fake social security number or like a real one to use. Man.
Genius.
It's a lucrative business.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's 95.3 Gorilla, and we are in the middle of tea time.
We are spilling it. It's boiling tea
We're
time.
Dropping it. And this is going to be like the third time we're talking about feet, but I got to I have another story. So Sherry knows somebody who did 10K. Someone messaged us for tea time and said that their friend made over 5K in a month.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And I know this person, and I'm not going to say their name, but I follow them on social media, and every single picture that they post, they put hearts over their feet.
Oh, they cover them up?
Yeah, they cover them up.
Oh,
so
no free promo.
I'm not judging anybody. Live with us and we don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, how much do you think she makes a month for doing that?
I would love to know. I'm telling you, hey, if that's a business that we could get into, I'm trying.
1,000%.
So if you've got any tea or anything that you want to spill, we love it. We love to know.
Yeah.
I would like to know what's going on. I heard you mention promposals the other day.
Yes.
I would like to know if there's anything going on with that. So
okay, I'm down.
Specifically.
If you guys have any promposals that were like really bad or really good.
Or if something went wrong. I see those on TikTok all the time and I'm always locked in. I feel so bad.
Or proposals and they're like, can we talk about this later?
Oh my gosh.
I would honestly be so upset, sick to my stomach.
Sometimes
I feel so bad. Like, I have empathy, like, through the screen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm so sorry, and I want to comment, but I'm like,
We're 95.3 Gorilla on all the socials.
Yeah.
Shoot us a DM.
100%.
All right, friends, this Yay. Is the end of Gorilla Girls Night.
It is.
Aww.
It's okay. We'll be back next week. We will. But thank you guys for listening to us. And we said a lot tonight. We talked about our situationships. We let some things fly. And if you're judging us, don't.
Yes, and so this is the portion of the show where we like to give you guys just a piece of advice.
Yes.
Mine's going to be one that I mentioned earlier. If you are in some kind of a situationship,
yes.
at the point where it's no longer fun and a good time, and when it becomes unpleasant,
yes.
you can dip out. Just because you're not officially together doesn't mean you can't dump somebody. So
100%. No, and that's the thing. You always have a choice. What did Hannah Montana say? You can change your hair, you can change your clothes, you can change your mind.
It's just the way it goes.
It's just the way
it goes. It's just the way it goes. Also... Don't be like Lineman Mike, or if you're going to be, don't be so comfortable being filmed.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, you know what? Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest with each other.
Yeah.
All right. Why are we cheating? Why are we? Just
period.
Leave.
Just clock
leave.
That.
If you're bored, just leave. That's my advice. If you're bored, just leave.
Yeah, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
There's a million out there. Don't go on Plenty of Fish, though. Is that still a site? I know. I have ADHD. Okay. Anyways, love y'all.
Love y'all. Mean y'all. Bye.